Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, hello everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Paranormal Spotlight Radio. I am one of your hosts this evening, Nikki Paranormal. And I'll be joined by Rob Zarek, the guy who owns the joint, here in just a second. For those of you who are new, welcome. Check out all of our awesome shows and other material on liveparanormal.com. And without further ado, here's Rob. Hello.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
Awful. How about you?
I'm okay. What do you say to somebody who says that? Jeez. Wow.
Oh, I always say to tell the truth.
There you go. Well, there's always that. There's always that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, I don't know where you go from there.
Well, only down.
Oh, Jesus God. Okay, well. Okay. Be an interesting show. Oh my! Change,
can only go down from awful.
Change the course a bit here. I hope, Rob.
I believe it goes from awful to awfuler.
Wow. Okay.
But anyway, how are you?
Better than you, clearly. Yep.
So you're not awful.
Right.
Off of us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Cool.
Wow. Mhm. Awesome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what's on the agenda for tonight's show?
Well, hopefully we have a guest who's not having an awful time this evening. Our friend Harvey will be joining us. In fact, he's already on the line. Poor guy. Feel sorry for him. He already had to hear that intro.
The awful intro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, let's just bring him on because I got nothing.
Wow, you really know how to start a show off in the right tune there, Rob. All right, well, let's hope that our friend Harvey Oldhouse here, he's a remote viewer as well as a psychic medium, and he's got some exciting things coming up here soon. Without further ado, a guy who's hopefully having a better evening than Rob, Harvey, let's go ahead and bring him on.
Hi.
Hey, Harvey. Hi, how are you?
Okay. Rob,
good evening.
I'm not even going to go there with what's going on with you tonight, okay?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've had a migraine since 7:30 this morning.
Well, you know what, Mom? Just to let you know, my oldest daughter just got over a grand mal. She had for almost 2 days, and that was kind of.
Wow.
She's a trooper. I'll give her that. You know, this past weekend, and we moved my middle daughter down to Cal Poly, in San Luis Obispo, California. That was an adventure in itself. And although she, you know, didn't want to be out anywhere near a bright light, let alone Southern California sun, she was a trooper, and she made her, you know, she willed herself literally to come with us, you know, my oldest daughter. So anyways,
wow.
There is a light at the end of your tunnel, Rob, and you know it is. It's just that you have to allow yourself to relax. You know, this is what I tell my daughter.
Are you telling me to go to the light? Because I don't know if that's a great thing.
No, not that relaxed.
Damn.
Just close your eyes and go to the light.
Oh, you are. Oh, that's something.
Whoa.
Yeah, I have a cure-all for everything. Close your eyes and go to the light. Wow.
Fair enough.
Wow. Okay. All right, Rob, since I have you on and you're not feeling very good, and you know, one of the things that I do, I pick up medical things, okay? So, and just yes or no, are your sinuses been kind of out of whack in the past several days?
They may have been. My equilibrium, I had a bit of sinus. I have a reoccurring sinus issue anyway. I have a deviated septum, which causes, causes an issue for me. And I had a psychic call, and they're like, well, you have a deviated septum, but you're not sure how it happened. I'm like, no, I think that's incorrect, because I actually got hit in the face with the basketball. So I know what happened.
Right.
So it's been something
I had
reoccurring for
when
a
I was
while.
I have a deviated septum myself. Mine wasn't cured because I was in the United States Navy. I was in supply, and I was helping, load down this, they call them trunk hatches, and it goes down mm-hmm. 8 decks below. Anyways, we had a chain gang of guys. There was about 20 of us from top to bottom taking, boxes and sodas, flats of sodas down to the bottom. And at one point, somebody broke our rhythm, and I looked up at the wrong time, and there was a box hit me in the nose. And caused a fracture, and I got the deviated septum. And I've had, ever since, I'm very prone to sinus infections. I'm prone to, other kind of, nasal issues. So I feel for you. Yeah, and you can only do so many antibiotics,
Well, mm-hmm. it gets worse. It happened when I was like maybe 21, and I'm nowhere near 21 now.
Right. You wish. I wish I was 21 again.
No, yeah, it would have been great. It would be great. But, as I'm getting older, I notice it more. So first thing is allergies and sinus issues. And, I should get it fixed, but it's I don't know. When I broke my hip, I could have got it fixed free, but they didn't want to put me on it again so soon.
Right.
So, I've been holding off.
Me too. And the thing is that even talk about insult to injury, as throwing salt into the wound, my nose, I have there's a birth defect on my left side where my nasal fold is, where the air goes in. I don't have cartilage there. So it's just it lies flat against my nose, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor told me, well, I can fix your deviated septum in your, insurance will cover it, but I really want to rebuild that nasal, that nostril. And, so you can breathe easier. They won't pay for that because to them that's cosmetic. I'm like, okay, well, let's just forget about that. So anyway, do you think we should tell them about our, you guys with the other, was it last weekend? You did the Gettysburg House?
I don't mind talking about it. You could put anything through the brain and I'd be like, sure.
Right. I just thought it was unique because, you had called me, asked me if I wanted to help you guys on a case through remote viewing. And, I said, sure. And all you gave me was the street address, just the actual number of the house. Didn't tell me where, didn't tell me anything. And I zeroed right in.
Yeah, you did. Down to the front door, man.
Yeah. And it was the historic Farnsworth house, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Farnsworth house?
Sure was.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. So all you said was 401, Bob. That's all you said. 401. And I'm going, to be quite honest, I thought it was somewhere in Ohio, in the Ohio Valley someplace, But then when you finally told me, I was giddy as a schoolgirl.
Well, we do know. you know, as being, you know, being friends of yours, we did know that you enjoy Gettysburg. So it was kind of something
right.
that we weren't really sure if we had the time to fit it in.
Right.
But I was like, you know what? I know Hardwick getting a kick out of this. And then even there was the general tie-in between you and the owner's wife. So it was
right.
kind of a cool thing. And actually, we were there shooting a documentary. We can't go over all of the
right. No, I know we can't.
You know, the things,
just,
but there was kind of a couple. There was a couple of cool things that you actually hit on that we had talked about. Laughing about, not laughing about what you were going to say, but laughing about if there was if you were going to bring it up, and you had brought up what we were talking about, because there is a bit of an odd like claim that comes out of that building. And, you know, I don't mind
right.
saying it as long as Nicole is okay with it. But what's your take on
it? Go for
should
it.
Spill the beans. So one of the claims there is a ghost cat, which, you know,
right.
at one point when, you know, later in the evening one night we were asking to talk to the ghost cat. And I was like, well, wait, if we're trying to talk to the ghost cat, is it going to meow or whatever? So, you know, we got a little bit of a kick out of it and stuff. And the next day
right.
when we called you, we talked about, I wonder if he's going to bring up the ghost cat. And funny enough, is that's what you brought up. You know, so.
Definitely. One of the many things.
Far into
yeah.
the conversation, if I remember. And the reason why I brought it up, because it was so tangible and palatable to me, you know, that the cat is just, you know, it's used up all of its physical 9 lives, but, you know, it's spending the rest of eternity there because it really loves to be around people, you know, and to tell you the truth, mm-hmm. I don't think it understands that it's dead, you know? so that's why it's still around.
And it's an odd
claim.
Yeah. You know, that's the best part. That's
right.
what I enjoyed about it is that, like, you know, it's one of those that you probably don't get a lot of, you know, I believe there are spirit animals. I believe I captured
right.
my dog like maybe 3 weeks ago. And I even sent the footage to Nicole on the
wow.
Red Energy Field Meter. And I think
yeah,
I
it was crazy.
About that too. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
I was asking and, you know, it's weird. So today is like the anniversary of his death for 1 year. And it seems like, you know, time goes by fast. But this was maybe about a month ago. And I was like, my dogs were acting really weird as if there was no dog in the house. And I put
right.
the meter out and, mm-hmm. you know, we got responses. And so I do believe in, you know, spirit animals and stuff. But that's not
right.
like anything that when we call you, we usually don't call you about, like, spirit animals. We never have.
No.
You know, it's one of the
no.
claims.
Not,
so it was
not,
kind
not
of
that
a,
I recall.
No.
Yeah,
you know,
me either.
And that's what I thought was kind of cool, was that that was one of the things
well,
that, you know, we were like, I wonder if he's going to pick up
right.
on that, just joking, and you actually
right.
came with that
right. well,
exact
you know, and,
words.
And, right, and here's a lot of people always ask me all the time, how do I get my that, you know, specific information like that? And to tell you the truth, guys, you know, if I knew that answer, I'd be the richest man in the world. You
right.
know? And
I think we're losing you a little bit.
I think we lost him. He was a ghost cat.
I might be in a bad area. Can you hear me? Uh-oh.
There we go.
All right,
not,
sorry.
No,
I was in a bad area. Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
Hopefully that won't happen anymore. Because I just picked up my son and our good friend, soccer, and listening to me in the car, trying not to chuckle too much. So people ask me, you know, how do I get the specific stuff? And to me, it's the randomness that, you know, it's crazy for me that I just start saying all this stuff, and before the end, whether it being a reading that I do, you know, a private reading or doing a review, all these words that I end up saying end up coming together, you know, and they form some kind of a story that means a lot, you know, to either the person or to the place that I'm reading. I mean, so just as an example, when Rob said 401 and I'm talking about, you know, wanting to make sure I was in the right, because I'm, and I said, is there holes or windows, you know, high on the door? And Nikki said, I don't know about that.
Right, I wasn't sure. No one else was either, it seemed.
You know, it was the second night of a long investigation. when you're looking for specifics when it comes to the color of doors, we were up like 48 hours straight, you know, and it was
Rob, that's the little nuanced things that I pick up on that are out of your actual direct sight, and it's in the periphery. I mean, it's there and it's in the periphery. I mean, like a cat, it's in the periphery. But what's cool is, when I do cases, you know, especially, let me put it this way. When investigators from all over the place call me, you know, to have me help them, they use me as a tool that's going to help determine whether or not they're going to go in and investigate. So this is why I only ask for an address. I don't want to know anything about it. So here's a classic example. That you guys went in, did the interview, talked to the people, got all the majority of their experiences written down on a piece of paper or recorder, however it is that you record them. And I start picking up on them, you know, and that's what, you know, when I start picking up on experiences, that the owners are like, oh my God, how'd you know about that? You know, I would say something that the owners were like, nope. So
I think we're losing him again. No, it doesn't, because we lost you.
Hello?
All right, so we had lost you for a second.
I'm on the freeway.
No, the best part about it was is all we heard was, does that make sense?
Right.
We're like, no.
Nope.
So I am driving hands-free for anybody listening in the state of California. So I'm on a hands-free headset. I'm totally engaged in the traffic. I'm trying to merge right now to get over to my exit. You know, and it's kind of funny because I think there's more cars on this road where I need to exit than there is my hometown in Iowa.
Probably so. I've been to Iowa. Wow.
Yeah. Right.
I want to go back to Iowa.
You know, I mean, there's just, you know, speaking of Iowa, there's, you know, besides Villisca, you know, there's several neat places, you know, that are, you know,
I
want
to go to the Farrar School. Have you ever been there, Harvey? The
no,
Farrar School?
I
want to go so bad.
I've been invited to go. You know, but there's you know, there's all kinds of places, and you know, just locally where my family is, there's all kinds of places, you know, historic places. Now there is one group I'm going to give them a shout out. It's called the Cedar Valley Paranormal, Cedar Valley Paranormal Society or something like that. Anyways.
So that's a lousy shower.
I'm the only one in about a 200-mile radius, you know.
Wow.
Not too many people, you know, they do it. There's like old factories and a lot of old Victorian mansions, well, houses. I call them mansions because, you know, they look like mansions. But, you know, it's just normal places. You know, just in Marion, Iowa. Sometimes I grew up in as a kid, you know, on 8th Avenue. I lived on 10th, and on 8th Avenue, that's all there were Victorians. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I actually have a picture, I'll send it to you one of these days, of you know, every community has the place deemed and consecrated as the haunted house, you know, everybody's afraid of. And they, especially during Halloween, although somebody lives there, you know, it's kind of like the Addams Family House. You know, the old time show to the month.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So I have a picture of it before it was you know, redone, and now it's a pretty awesome bed and breakfast. But I have to tell you, I'm kind of afraid of next time I'm going, next time I'm back in the area, of spending the night there, you know, going into it. I mean, I want to, but it's just these recordings from when I was a kid, just, you know, looking myself up, you know, about this place. But I do have a picture. So I put it on my computer and I blew it up to take a look at it. It's got things looking out the window, you know, and this particular picture that was taken by a local photographer, done in black and white, and it was done for posterity for what it used to look like. They cut all the old vines and stuff off the house. I mean, it was vine impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my God, there's a house underneath all that?
Cool.
You know? But yeah, so I put on a computer, blew it up, and there's some stuff looking out at, you know, several different windows, you know, so I'm like, oh.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, I'll send it to you, you know, so you, you know,
yeah,
take a gander at it. But yeah, I mean, you know, I always
definitely
got all, you know, all the different places. So.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so, you know, you, during your intro there, you're telling, you know, people that I had some special thing, so I'm going to go ahead and,
yeah,
know,
go ahead, tell
now,
us about it.
So I don't forget about
yeah
it. I'm getting old now, you know, like if I get 20 minutes worth of conversation before I go, what was I talking about? So anyways, as you know, I've been on a couple of TV shows. One, my very first time was 2012, was on, you know, it seems like everybody I know has been on My Ghost Story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways,
yep.
My Ghost Story in 2012, I was on there, and I was, it was my friend, Rob Garcia of Elite Paranormal in Kansas City. Hey, Rob, if you're listening, give me a shout out. Great guy, I've known him for, you know, numerous years now, and it was his story. You know, a lot of the stories that I've been on TV, people use me as a tool. You know, I'm just part of the equation. I'm not, you know, it's like, how do we, it's a means to an end, you know. But anyways, and then last year in 2017, I actually submitted a story to a haunting on the TLC channel, and I did it because the client, you know, she was so flabbergasted, and that the outcome was very positive and immediate. I mean, it was huge difference. You know, they always say, you know, there's a change in the atmosphere, immediate change in the atmosphere. I experienced that for the first time ever in that house. Okay?
Wow.
So anyways, you know, before that, oh, yeah, sure, you know. But then it happens to you just like I'd never been scratched until last year. I got scratched
mm-hmm
on the neck, and I posted it on my, you know, Paranormal Real Viewer, Harvey Althaus's fan page on Facebook. And on my regular pages, and I've had it on YouTube, and, you know, those things hurt. You know, I used to think, oh, yeah, they're good actors.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying that it burns. Yep, mine burns. Absolutely. A friend of mine happened to have a FLIR, you know, thermal camera, and took a picture,
mm-hmm,
you know, of it. And it shows on the scale on the right side, it shows the different scales of the temperature, and, you know, blue
mm-hmm
being the coldest, with white at the top of the scale being very warm. And you can see the outline in the scratch in white. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and it burned, and it welted up. You know, I mean, as they were taking other, you know, regular pictures, they were seeing it welt up
mm-hmm
right before their eyes.
That's crazy.
And I made sure there was no nail sticking out. There was no... First, I thought it was a spider bite, because there was all kinds of spiders in there, but no, none of that. You know, so... And here I am always preaching, oh, you got to protect yourself. You got to protect your aura, protect your energy. Don't let those nasty things hurt you. Yeah, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a reason why I got scratched that night. It's because I was having a really bad neck issue during the day, and it never really quite resolved itself. So I had a weakness in my energy in that area. So,
right.
You know, and I wasn't doing anything. I don't taunt. I don't provoke. I was just taking videos of somebody else's. Everybody who was in that same space, you know, they're like, you know, like it was The Exorcist or something, the way they were talking, you know. And I didn't feel anything. It just felt like I was home. You know, and that's strange. Because, you know, a lot of times you walk into a place and you can feel it immediately. It hits you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this place, I sort of fell asleep, no problem. You know, so, yeah. So, I got scratched, you know, and it was because I had a weakness, you know, that day. So, I had to, I'm sorry that I say that, get back to my son's friend.
Okay. Oh, no, you're fine.
All right. Yeah, so, anyways, it was, you know, it was strange, you know, so the stuff's out there, and, you know, it can get you, you know, but it's just like, this is why I'm always trying to preach, you know, that, you know, protecting your own energy is paramount, you know, and no matter what you believe or don't believe, you know, by doing something, by creating your own routine before you step one inch inside those areas, you know, it's going to help you in the long run, you know. And you know, it's been a proven fact, except that night. So anyways, you know, to carry on. See, I went off on a tangent. So one of the things that I've been doing since then also, besides, you know, the two times I've been on, you know, been on lots of, you know, radio talk, you know, your show a couple times, the ghost house, mm-hmm. you know, several times, Murray, you know, mm-hmm. Mary Marshall, MD, you know, all those, you know, CBS, you know, all that stuff. Anyways, so what I've been doing is I'm in the process, a very slow process. I'm trying to write an ebook, and I call it Paranormal Fitness. And what that is for, it's for paranormal investigators, you know, who go out and seek this stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, you got to be in shape to do it. I don't mean, like a workout god or goddess, you know, or a weight lift or anything like that, but you got to have, you know, it's all about balance, you know, and equal balance. So you have to have heart, mind, and soul in your, you know, in the physical, you know, all balanced and all in tune, you know, together. Mm-hmm. Because when you're in these areas, you know, what happens? A lot of times people get, you know, something goes through them. They get the pain in the chest. You know, they feel like the walls are closing in, whatever. You know, it's because, you know, they went into it, you know, half-heartedly, you know, or they didn't eat enough, you know, mm-hmm. before they went, or they didn't hydrate enough, or, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. So the Paranormal Fitness is just going to be a real easy, you know, not only is it about, you know, just even going out, you know, walking and, you know, shedding a few pounds and, you know, eating right and eating at the right times, you know, and the best kind of snacks you should have with you when you go on an investigation, you know, that's going to help get you through, you know.
Right.
You know, all that kind of stuff. And it's just, you know, it's got a few diagrams and it's got a few pictures and, you know, I'm showing, you know, how each area, you know, your chakras, you know, your energy and your aura, you know, how it's all laid out and, you know, what types of things affects it, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, having this all in line, in alignment, you know, it goes a long ways, you know, and I practice it, you know, and I've been practicing it all my life, except I bent my own cardinal rule. You know, if you have a weakness, a physical, you know, defect anywhere, even if it's just a temporary thing or a silly as a knee ache or a neck ache, don't go.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't go into the place, you know. You know, you're mm-hmm. adversely going to get affected, you know. And and thus, the potential possibility of something going, aha, a chink in their armor, I'm going to go home with them, you know.
Right.
So it's just kind of like, you know, alleviate that. So that's that. And then another thing that I have, and it's finally been agreed upon when it's going to be released. And first of all, I got to thank, you know, Rob, you know, for the tip on this. Propagate, whatever it's called, Productions. Contacted me, you know, to be in this part of this new Netflix show that's going to be coming out, you know, around the Halloween time. And it's a new series show. Now, originally it was called The Things I Saw, but it's just been, you know, the name's been changed to just Haunted, right? Which I'm going, oh, thank God, because I was having problems with that first title, you know. Mm-hmm. And there are 6 episodes in the first season. I'm in the first season. I was told by the Netflix producer that was there the day of our shooting, he says, everything that my story has is what they wanted. I met all their criteria and then some. And he said, and if I have any pull, he says, I'm going to try to make yours be, you know, the first show. And I went, oh, well, that'd be very flattering. But, you know, and I said, that'd be very flattering, but I'm not going to hold my breath. I mean, I'm just flattered that I'm going to be part of the first season, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he says, no, dude. He says, I have to tell you, I've seen some stuff, you know, doing this stuff, and you got a lot of potential here, you know. And thus, I've heard from other people, you know, who wanted to, you know, they don't do it because they're altruistic and they want to, you know, for the betterment of me, it would benefit. It's all about them and their bottom line, you know. So it's like, yeah, they just want me to be a commodity, you know. So I've actually turned down, you know, a few. Potential things, you know, over the past several years, probably the past 10 years, you know, because I don't really care either way. Yeah, it's cool, it's flattering, you know, to be in these shows, but I don't think I'd want to be in a show, you know. I mean, you know, all the time. That'd be
right.
I mean, that's just me. I mean, I know there's people out there doing the works, you know, and you know, it's all, you know, great for them, good for them. You know, but it's just like, you know, I don't mind helping occasionally, it would be okay, you know. So, but other than that, you know, it is what it is. But anyways, it's coming out, and 2 things, Mickey. Uh-huh. I'm excited and I'm terrified at the same time.
Oh, come on, I'm excited.
I'm terrified. I know you're excited, a lot of people are excited, but I'm terrified. And the reason being is because people are going to see my story, how it started with my journey into the paranormal.
Right.
How it started and where it's at today. Okay?
Yeah.
So people always ask me, you know, how did I get into this? Was I born this way? Was I, you know, and they're going to, it's kind of like paranormal witness. It's kind of like the haunting where they're going to, you know, I tell my story, but then they recreate some of it. You know, they reenact.
So you're gonna feel paranormally naked. Essentially, they're gonna strip you down, and your story is gonna be out there, and it's actually gonna be all out there. I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And
yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, I could have probably put in several other tons full of stuff, but you know, they wanted the highlights of it for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. You know.
Right. Yeah.
But it's going to make my parents look in a very negative way. It's all true, what you're going to see, if they do it the way that they said they're going to do it. And you're going to go, oh, my God, that poor kid. You know, so.
Well, and I think that a lot of people will probably be able to relate with that situation.
Right.
Probably.
Right. And that's the director was saying. He said, you have stuff here that hits on so many different levels. And he says, people don't have to be in the paranormal for this to hit on a level that they might, you know, have an acquaintance with or something very similar. You know, but just due to the fact that you started here and you went through the gauntlet and you came out a better person, you know, because of it, you know, that there's hope.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, okay, but that's a nice philosophy aspect of it, you know, and probably an actual reality. But the things that you're going to see that I saw when I was growing up, the things I had to experience, I'm not ready to re-experience them because they're still fresh in my mind, and I'm 56 years old. You know, so I might for the first time in several decades well, ever since I was maybe six. I'll be watching the show with my hands over my eyes.
Right.
You know,
wow.
Because, you know, it's going to involve my mother. It's going to involve some things that lived in one of the houses that, you know, that they're pretty much that this whole part of it is centered around, you know,
uh-huh.
And people are going to understand why I can do what I do, you know.
Right.
And the positive thing is that I was able to have my oldest sister with me, my second youngest sister. I have six sisters. But I had my oldest sister, Julie, come to be validation for me. She was older than I was, but she remembers seeing a lot of this. At least she didn't know at the time why I was being targeted the way I was from my mother. But now, you know, over the years, we've been able to talk through it, and she knows, but she's just like, you'll see me cry, and it's real tears. Nobody was there, no special effects where they said cut, and they come over with the fake tears. No, this is all real stuff. I mean, it was so emotional. It was a release for me. And something happened, Nikki and Bob. I think because this is kind of like a really good and deep therapy session, my accuracy has increased like tenfold.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
It's like I've been holding myself back with all this baggage.
Yeah.
You know? So it is going to be what it is. And like I said, I mean, I even went and looked for it, you know, on what's coming up in October, you know, the week before Halloween, you know, and they have, this is the 2018 season release, you know, premiere release for all things, you know, Netflix, but it's not mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, because, you know, there's several other things that they're going to sneak in during the Halloween week, you know, the week before Halloween. And,
right.
The thing is that, you know, it's a series, but people will be able to binge watch it, you know.
Right.
So I've never been involved with anything that people can binge watch.
Well, I just feel bad that you have six sisters. That must have been rough.
Yeah, we had one, you know, it was even worse than that. We only had one bathroom in the house. That was
that's bad.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's rough.
But anyways.
That
so,
probably tells
so
your whole story
this,
right there.
Right, absolutely. And you wonder. But,
is that why you were crying? That's the real reason?
Well, actually, my oldest sister punched me, but no, I'm just kidding. But she used to, oh my gosh, she would pound the crap out of me, you know. But, you know, she would, she came to my aid a couple times when I was, you know, really young. She saw a couple of the neighborhood kids, the Hatch brothers, they were twins, identical twins, Don and Dale Hatch. We were across the street from both of our houses was our church, St. Paul Lutheran Church in Marion, Iowa. And they didn't go there, but we did. So I'm in the church property, and they have me over there in front of their house, but on the church property, they're just beating the crap out of me, right?
Oh, no.
And they're, like, tag-teaming me, you know. Anyways, my sister saw them from our house, and she ran. It was about a half a block. And she jumped on Don. It smashed him into the ground, and then Dale tried to hit her. Oh, that was it. Both of them. And then their little fat, chubby brother, Chris, came in. Hey, you're hurting, you're killing my brothers. Yeah, she was doing a damn good job, I'm telling you. You know? And then at one point, they stood up, and it looked like they were both going to get her. You know, they got her a couple good times, but she wouldn't stop. She wouldn't back down. But they were bleeding more than she was, let's put it that way.
That's great.
Go ahead. I was going to say, you don't get those kind of good stories nowadays. Everyone's so shielded. You know,
someone would have had to break out their cell phone
twins.
And record it. So, you know, you
yeah, that'd
people
be YouTube. There's no stories
right.
like that, or even the names.
Oh, God,
like when,
I got it. I got,
back in the day,
the
Hatch Brothers, that's a great name. You know,
right,
the old
that's
Hatch
what they
brothers.
Were. Yeah, we call them Hatch. Donnie,
right.
Dale, Hatch, and Chris. You know,
there you
and,
go.
But anyways, but they were kids in the neighborhood. You know, we all used to go riding, and they had the best of everything because their dad owned his own, you know, gas station. You know,
mm-hmm.
And they had the coolest sissy barred banana seat 5-speed, not 3-speed, five-speed stick shift Schwinn bike, you know, with the spring tension front end, you know. And they always had the best stuff, and they'd rub it in your face, you know. They're just
guess what?
Couple
they're
little,
not on Netflix. And what?
No, they're not. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
right.
I lost touch with them, you know, after we moved. But you know, it's just like, not that I was ever
we should have them
with
on
them
us.
Other than they would, huh?
We should have them in, like a Harvey, this is your life type of situation.
Yeah, well, talk about scary. Yeah, well, let me put it this way, guys. The Harvey you know now is nothing like the Harvey back then. You wouldn't like me at all if you really knew the extent. I mean, the paranormal stuff is just a small percentage of what I was, of what happened to me as a kid. You know, and I tell everybody, even my own wife, I said, if you would have known me at a younger age, you wouldn't give me, you know, a dime for your time. You know, you would have probably just steered clear. You know, and yeah, like I said, it goes really deep. There's lots of layers. And but the ones that were peeled away on this show, and the director, Jordan, he was fantastic. And you guys know, Bob, Nick, you guys know how they, you know, hey, that was great, but I want you to take that same energy and say the same sentence, but do it this way, you know? You know, and we're not saying anything that's false. We want to emphasize or de-emphasize, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They have to make a show out of it. But what I thought was unique was, although my story happens in Marion, Iowa, they went to Prague to do the B-reels for everybody. You know, and I asked, I said, why did you do that? He goes, have you been to Prague? I said, nope. He says, trust me. He says, the house, because the house that I grew up in Marion, Iowa, is no longer. I mean, I would have nightmares of that place. And the nightmare stopped when I was about 23 or 24. And I called back to Iowa to talk to my stepmom. And she says, oh, you need to talk to Julie about that. So I called my sister Julie. She goes, oh, well, you heard that they knocked down our old house, right? I mean, it's gone. The city condemned it. No, I didn't know. But all I knew was that, you know, I was haunted by that place. And what was even scarier was I was haunted when we first moved into that house. I knew of all the stuff that was happening. Heavy footsteps coming up the stairs every night. We had 13 steps upstairs, okay? This is an old Victorian farmhouse style that the community grew up around on that place's, you know, on that place's land, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The house was built in 1864. I did do some research, you know, when I was in the Navy. It was built in 1864. It was 168 acres. It had peaches and apples, a lot of corn, you know, because it's Iowa, you know. And it was in an area, although it's Linn County, there was another weird. It was kind of like it was a no man's land. It wasn't necessarily county, but it wasn't cities yet. So, anyways, but that's all they had on it. I didn't have anything about any families or anything other than it was my dad's boss at the time. He owned the house. His name was Henry Katz, and he owned the local junkyard where my dad used to work at. You know, as an employee, you know, doing scrap metal, and I think that's where my dad. You know, he brought that with him from Marion when we moved, you know, once my mother died, and then we moved. My dad got remarried because my stepmother's mother gave us her mom's farmhouse, you know, so we lived there.
Mm-hmm.
But, and my dad's love for junking followed. But anyways, and this is all that's known that was owned by this man. But, oh, my God, my friends, you know, they were scared to death of my house. Because it was, I mean, I wish I had pictures I could show you, you know. But anyways, Jordan said, he says, look, he said, I think you're going to really like, you know, the house that, you know, because my detail that I gave to him, especially about our basement, he told me, he said, we actually had to build a set for your basement. Because there's nothing out there that I actually drew pictures that they made, you know, made a set out of it. So
wow.
It's going to be really scary. it's going to be really scary for me. I mean, I'm just like, it's so vivid in my brain. I gave that much detail. And if I even see it, you know, it's half-assed,
you know, recreated. I'm probably going to puke.
Right.
Have fiction fits, you know.
Wow.
But then I'll just wait and see, you know, people like you, you'll watch it and you'll tell me how it was, you know, because I, you know, I'm nervous. My wife's, oh, we'll have a debut party. You guys, I don't know if I'm going to be here.
Right.
You know, I mean, I get, you know, I mean, it's just, you know,
eventually
I'm sure
you're
going
to have to watch it,
but
maybe you need to do it on your own. Maybe you just need to do it by yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so anyways, it's just strange,
but yeah.
So anyway, but that's what I've been doing, and you know, I got had a couple of paranormal conferences. I was at Preston Castle in Iowa, California. That place is a trip. You guys got to come out to out for Preston.
I want to go.
Incredible.
I want to go there so bad.
Yeah.
There's a, can you tell there's a constant, I want to go. If I haven't been there, still, I want to go. If I've already been there, I want to go. I like to go.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly. No,
uh-huh.
I get that.
Uh-huh.
I've known you for a while, Nikki, and that's pretty much your mantra.
That's my thing.
I want to
go. Uh-huh. Let's go. When can we go? When am I going?
Yeah, that's my thing.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyways, there's always next year for that. But, you know, and then, I'm going to be doing Ghost Finders of Columbia. The second conference has been postponed until January, you know, in 2019. We got a bunch of really cool, you know, guest speakers. It's going to be there, a few celebrities, but we get, I think last year, the first year we did, we had five of the historic, you know, places in town to investigate. Now I think they're going to give us a run of the entire town. So including the cemetery and the schoolhouse and right. So, you know, it's going to be something. But
yeah.
Oh, and I'm in the process. People, you know, they've been wanting me to teach them how to do what I do or get them reconnected with their own abilities. Well, I'm in the process of putting together, I'm going to be like a tutor. Whatever it is that you want to learn or reconnect with, you know, I can tutor them.
Very
you know,
neat.
It's like, you know, you want palm reading? Fine, I can help get you brushed up. You know, I can help you with that. Tarot, whatever. Energy, bat, Reiki, whatever. You know, just help guide them. Because the one thing that I had that a lot of people don't have, I actually had a mentor. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a Jewish rabbi by vocation. You know, but I was a United States Navy, and he was one of the chaplains. And that's a whole freaky story, which they're gonna hit a little bit about it on the show. You'll see a little bit about it. You know, so yeah, that was freaky. Now, when I met him, the day I met him, you know, but I don't want to say too much about that. I just hope that they, you know, do that part of justice, because that wasn't anything bad at all. That was actually a positive thing for me. So. Yeah, but anyways, so I'll be doing that. You know, I have a few more things I gotta work out, kinks, you know, and then it'll be up and running, and then if people are interested. I already have 12 people that are waiting for me to start doing this.
Very cool.
Right. So I got a couple things. There's this new multi Skype thing that I could do, like a classroom, you know, up to, I think, 20 people, you know. So I'm checking into that, you know, to see how that's going to run and how much it would cost and all that stuff. But anyway, that's in a nutshell. And I know it's a very big nutshell I just filmed, but there's more. But, you know, we can always discuss
some
other
things. Well, Rob should get in on those classes with you. Rob should get in on those classes because Rob has a psychic abilities, whether or not he wants to admit it or not. He's Rob Stradamus, and I believe he's gifted, and I think he needs some guidance in that. So,
well
you
Rob,
say I'm
we
special.
First met. Yeah,
and
Rob.
She says I'm special,
met.
And she's not like that.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, just take it as a compliment.
Yeah, go ahead.
You have another person
saying,
who's interested in your classes. My friend Charlotte is interested as well.
Well, let's
she just
what
sent me a message.
Say.
Yeah.
When he first met me.
Like When I first met you. Uh-huh. Yeah, when I first met you, when I first was talking with you, you know, I was picking up. I knew there was something about you, you know, and that was, you know, something, some kind of sensitivity, something. I mean, but it was enough to keep you interested in, you know, that, you know, what you're in the environment, you know, you seem to have a knowing of things. Just like one of the things that happened, you know, at the, Buddington House, you know, when you told me about, I'm not going to share with that, but, you know, when something happened, you personally, you know, you were involved with. So,
It is funny you mention that, because we were at a location one time, a good couple of years ago maybe, and there was a lady there who claimed she was psychic, and we walked into a room, and I'm like, I have this heavy pressure around my chest. It's bad. I feel as if it's telling me something.
A heart attack, right?
And this was just me coming out of like left field. And Cole's like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, no one else feels this. And so we moved on, and we did a remote call with you like 30 minutes later. And you're like, you know, Rob, when you were up in that room and you have had that pressure in your chest, and everyone's like, oh, my God, it was really a bizarre connection that you and I had. And then, and I was like, you know, I'm sold on Harvey now, because I was up there and it's on video. I'm like, I think everything that this woman's saying is wrong, because I have the weirdest pressure on my chest. And it's only me, and it's only when I come into this room. And you also made reference to, if there was anyone psychic, it was not that lady, which I thought was kind of funny, too. After the fact.
Right.
Which I do, but I didn't.
I do vaguely remember that. But now that you mentioned that part of it, I vaguely remember that. So, yeah, good times. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so, you know, mm-hmm. people always ask me, well, how do you know if you have abilities, or how do you know? This is what I tell people, in a nutshell. We're all born with it. I mean, think about it. There's babies that seem to look beyond a person. Like, you know, like mom's holding it, and this baby's just like all, like they're involved with somebody else in the back of mom, and she turns, and there's nobody there. You know?
Uh-huh.
Animals. Animals are, you know, that's the ghost cat and the dog, you know. They're highly sensitive, you know. My house, when my cat was alive, I have a picture of my cat's tail, ghost tail, actually. I'll send to you. It's really funny, because I have my house investigated. One of the investigators goes, your cat's dead, right? I said, yeah, he's been gone about a year. He says, well, why do I feel like there's a cat rubbing up against my leg? And I says, well, because it happens to me. And then so her sister took a picture, and, you know, from the front down, you know, where her knee bent over, you know, because she said, I ain't going to move. This is really weird. It's really cold. But she said it was really cold but really friendly at the same time. And anyways, her sister took a picture, and I had a big cat. You know, his name was Tanaya. He's about 20 pounds. You know, and he stood pretty tall. He was a black and white cat. And it looked like, you know, she took a regular flash, you know, photo, and it looks like this white streak comes up from the right front of her left knee, where the seat is, you know, where the knee was hanging over and the foot was on the floor. It was curled up and laying, part of it was laying on, but she said she felt like something was on her, that part of her thigh by her knee. And it looks like a tail come up, and it's all white and kind of glowy, like a glowing rope. It was laying on her knee, you know.
Wow.
And I'm going, God, it's got to be my cat. And then what was weird is that he'd been dead for a year. And you know, you have a cat, and, you know, the old technology, the old kitty litter and all that stuff. And even though it's gone, you scrub the hell out of the place he used to, you know, call his bathroom. People would catch whiffs of him every now and then. Oh, my God, you have another cat. My sister-in-law, you have another cat. I'm getting allergies all over again. No, we don't have any other animals. You know, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, wow. So Rob, so when you felt that pressure, you know, see, this is another thing when people ask me how do I remote view, I think I'm coming to come to this discernment that I connect with the people who are on the ground there, you know. I mean, how do I know you had pressure on your chest, you know?
Right.
You know, how did I know about the windows, you know, above the door. You know, how do I know about a lot of things? And a lot of times people are standing right next to it or right in it or whatever. It's like I can see what they're looking at. That's kind of creepy, actually.
Yeah, it is pretty creepy.
Cool.
We'll move on from that one.
I just thought of a new superhero, you know, Marvel comics book. Call it Captain Peeping Tom.
Yeah, Captain Creepy. I'll avoid calling you Captain Creepy from now on in public, but it'll be
my
secret name for you.
Right, yeah. Okay, well, I'll allow you. You know, it helps you alleviate. Oh, and the thing is, again, for speaking, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel that some of your headache has kind of abated a little bit, correct?
Yeah, it's not as bad as it was.
Right. And that's good. But I feel you feel it's more on your left side of your forehead. Now, is this correct?
Yeah, it's behind my left eye.
Right. Okay, well, that's good, because when we first connected, you know, I felt it was kind of ranging like the frontal lobe, the entire part of the face. And let me ask you, when you get those kind of headaches, does it make your skin on your face feel really tender?
No, not that I've ever noticed. It just makes me want to vomit and pull my hair out.
Okay, well, do me a favor. Next time that happens, I'm not saying to sit there and, you know, probe your skin with your finger. See, where I'm being drawn to is right up where the sinuses are under the eye socket, in that area right there, like on the higher end of cheekbones, you know, close to your nose. You know, so, yeah. I'm in the process of making my son dinner, you know, while we're speaking. I'm trying to be very quiet so we don't get any ambient stray background noise, like bags of chips crumbling.
Just don't start popping popcorn.
Yeah.
We only have like 3 minutes left.
Well, we do have an air popper. We just got it. My daughter did. So it's just like, well, you can use it any time you want. You know, so I mean, that's pretty much what I've been doing and where I'm at. And you know, let your friend know, Nikki, that, you know, like I said, it's still a work in progress. It's a whole tutoring thing. I mean, I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible. It seems like the more simple I try to keep it, the more complicated it becomes. I need to find a happy medium. If anything, for me, my wife's going, why are you going to do this? If you're going to have this many clients and Sally's doing tarot cards and Bill's doing energy, and you better take notes. And I look at her and I'm like going, I love my wife. Don't get me wrong. You know, we got a really strong relationship. But it's just like, she's Captain Obvious. I'm telling you. You know, she just really points them off to me. She goes, oh, you're going to run this like your other businesses? What? Oh. You know, but, but, you know, it's just, you know, we have a, you know, my daughter's in college, you know, they're all really colleges, but, you know, she's actually gone. She's almost 4 hours away down in Southern California. I'm having a problem with that. You know, I'm dad, just to protect her. You know, she made me, I took her off speed dial today. Just, I don't want to embarrass her by butt dialing her accidentally, but I'm not, because I'm doing it for, you know, I'm doing it for real, but I'm saying it was a butt dial, you know. I'm not controlling.
Hopefully she's not listening. But we appreciate you having you on tonight. I think our time is up. And we will be in touch. We'll probably be, I think we're going to be out and about investigating this weekend, so you might be getting a random phone call. You never know.
Yep, you never know.
All right, sounds good to me. I like randomness. I think I work better with randomness.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you.
All right,
so
good night,
Rob.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
Thank you.
We have to catch up, Nikki. It's been a while.
Yes, we do. I need to talk to you, so give me a call.
Okay, all right, my dear.
All right,
good
thank
night.
You. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to Paranormal Spotlight Radio. Once again, that was our good friend Harvey, and you can find him on Facebook, of course, if you look up Paranormal Remote Viewer, Harvey Althaus, and that's Althaus, and that's his Facebook page. And if you're interested in his classes, you can always hit us up. We can guide you there if you didn't catch that. And thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful week.